The sentries yelled out as the flash hit the area. I couldn't blame them, seeing as though it felt like I got an instant tan from it, and I was down the street. We rushed down and separated them from their weapons. The mages hung back at this point, not wanting to waste any of their magical energy. Not that the bad guys had a chance, seeing as how that light had blinded them. That thought sent me off into singing the Manfred Mann version of Blinded by the Light, and then I couldn't get the lyrics out of my head. Everyone else on my team gave me glares and said that it was now locked into their train of thought as well. I'm sure it's stuck into yours now, too. Sorry.
"I'll tie it up, Chief," said Chuck, Griff's partner and life partner.
The two men looked like polar opposites, where Griff was middle-aged, well-dressed, and of average height and build, and, somewhat snobbish, Chuck was younger, tall, lanky, had longer hair, and wore a long black trench coat. Plus, Chuck was a vampire and Griff was a mage. Not exactly a common combination. Honestly, I couldn't place the chemistry between the two at all. They came from totally different worlds. Of course, maybe that's where the allure was for both of them.
"I put them into stasis," declared Warren as he set about drawing up runes.
When I'd first met Warren, I was expecting him to look like Gandalf or Dumbledore. You can imagine how let down I was to instead find a scrawny dude who looked like a flower child from the 70s. Regardless, I found him to be quite capable in the realm of wizardry. Yes, he was slower than a sloth, but that was a common theme for wizards. "Actually, Warren," I said, interrupting him before he could get started, "we may need you to disable runes in the house."
"Oh, good point," he agreed.
Jasmine, the dark-haired beauty who was one of my three mages, stepped up and set her hands to glowing. While all the mages, including Griff, wore leathers as their standard garb, Jasmine had gone with a black ensemble this evening. With the glow of her hands radiating against her pale white skin, the image was mesmerizing. Everyone stepped back so as to avoid being caught in whatever web it was that she was unleashing. Everyone except Felicia, that is. Felicia was Jasmine's partner, not life partner. They were both into dudes, though there was mention of Jasmine and Rachel hooking up at one point during a stakeout. I warmed at the thought. Felicia had a set of gorgeous brown eyes that were nestled perfectly in her dark-skinned face. She and I had quite a history together back when I was still allowed to play with the crew. Felicia was seriously hot, but when she started moving into werewolf mode, she got even more smokin'. Her eyes would go from brown to red. Now, when she was in full wolf, well, no. But when she was still human but starting to turn, well, yeah. A stream of light jettisoned from Jasmine's fingertips and struck skull after skull of the bad guys. They all flopped forward, knocked out.
"They'll be asleep for at least an hour," Jasmine said, looking as though the energy required to cast the spell was minimal. "I didn't want to overdo it."
"Good thinking," I replied. Then I called back to base. "Lydia, could you please send Harvey and a crew to pick up and arrest some folks down here for us?" Harvey was new to the team. He was part of the invasion force set up by shit-faced Fred, but Harvey had only participated because his wife, Matilda, was helping Fred at the time, and Harvey was admittedly a bit whipped. That all changed for Harvey, though, and since he'd made a turnaround to help us fight against Fred, he was pardoned for his transgressions. His wife was slated to pay for her crimes by serving a few years in the pen. Anyway, due to Harvey's relationship with Portman and the way he'd spun himself around to the right side of the law, I ended up getting him a job on our security team. He was now tasked with loading up the guys we arrested in the paddy wagon and bringing them back to the cells.
"You got it, sugar. Do you need me to call Mr. Portman, too?"
Portman was the man in charge at the supernatural Morgantown. He was a werebear, strong, fast, loyal, and just an all-around good guy. "Yeah, that's probably not a bad idea," I stated, thinking that those on the inside had to have been aware of what had happened out here by now. That meant there was a fight coming, which meant bullets would be flying. With me, Chuck, and Felicia all carrying Desert Eagles, that spelled the need for Portman. "Yeah," I reiterated. "Go ahead and give him the heads up too, please."